Well, God morning to you. Why do I say a God morning rather than, as most people say, a good morning? Because only God is good. And therefore I say a God morning to you, that something might awaken in you continually, that you are aware of the presence of God. This is the definition of godliness versus the opposite, ungodliness, which is lack of awareness of the presence of God. Luke 18 opens, and it says, "And he spake a parable unto them." The context you'll find in the 17th chapter, he's talking to his disciples. He's talking to those whom he called for himself. He's talking to those who are disciplined learners, and he said, and it says, "And he spake a parable unto them." That's who I'm talking to today, unto those whom God has called. "And he spake a parable unto them, that men," that is not men, but that they, the disciples, ought always to pray and not faint. God's putting two options in front of us in this directive. We got two choices: that we ought always to pray, or the alternative, faint. That is, give up. That is, lay down. That is, stop trying. But men, Jesus said, ought always to pray. Now, at the God School, generally, it is every week that I give a message. I missed last week. I want to tell you why. I went on the 14th of June for what was supposedly a very simple procedure, medical procedure, that is to have a biopsy on my lung for some irregularities that appeared in CT scans and PET scans. And the doctor felt, for cautionary purposes, that I ought to have a biopsy. I agreed. And I go into the hospital for an outpatient treatment, and this supposedly simple procedure, thank God, the biopsy showed the activity in my lungs to be benign, but in the process, something very rare occurred. The doctor punctured my lung, and the lung collapsed. And, you know, I hadn't been in a hospital since I was 18 years old. I'm 71 now. And I wound up spending 8 days in the hospital. Thank goodness, thank God, I came out. I went through that valley. Jesus said, men ought always to pray and not faint. I'm going this morning to a psalm that has been a mainstay of my faith, that contains a declaration that has encouraged me, and I'm sure thousands, tens of thousands of others who have grasped the full meaning of the verse and of this psalm throughout the centuries. I want you to open your Bibles to Psalm 118. And the psalm opens and says, Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Again, God morning to you, because his mercy endureth forever. I'm here this morning, as Jeremiah says in the 9th chapter, not to boast about my strength, about my wisdom, about my riches, but to boast because I have knowledge and understanding, having spent half a lifetime, more than half a lifetime, in the Word and knowledge and understanding gained therein. Jeremiah says, don't boast about yourself, but boast because of knowledge and understanding that God exercises. King James says, loving kindness, same word used in Psalm 118, hasad, translated in Psalm 118, mercy in Jeremiah, same word, loving kindness. I think it's permissible to say, because of his grace, because of his unmerited favor, because of his mercy, which endureth forever, it says, second verse, let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear, that is, respect or revere the Lord, say that his mercy endureth forever. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. Different word. The word here is to terrify. I will not be terrified. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. Here's the verse, folks. It is the center verse of the Bible. You know, all that went before, all that comes after, culminates in this verse. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes, than in man. Excuse me, I got ahead of myself. Ninth verse says, it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. It is better to run, hasah, run to the Lord for refuge, than to put confidence in man. And this all-encompassing word in man has to do with our very existence, what we see in this world. Then in our very existence, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes, that is, men who seem to be somewhat. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Cut them short. They compass me about. They compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will cut them short. Circumcise them is a good picture. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord I will cut them down. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord help me. A simple medical procedure didn't know it was coming. A shock to me that it happened. Something, was it a slip? the book of Ecclesiasticus, that is a book of the Apocrypha, that title Ecclesiasticus means that which belongs to the church, you and I being disciples of the Lord Jesus are the church, that is the people that belong to the Lord. And we are in a constant battle with our enemies. Never saw this coming, but it says, thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall. I almost fell, Father, folks. Took 8 days to recover. Eight. I love it. New beginnings. But the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song and is become my salvation. This is a quote from Moses in the Exodus 15. Isaiah repeats it in Isaiah 12. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. Who's righteous? God. What are the tabernacles? Those in whom God dwells. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. It says of Jesus Christ in that wonderful opening of Hebrews, having purged our sins by himself, sat down at the right hand. That's Jesus of the majesty on high. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die. But live and declare the works of the Lord. Hey, not because of me, but because of God, in whom we should always boast because of knowledge and understanding, that he does exercise loving kindness. The Lord's chasing me sore, but he's not giving me over unto death. It's a close one, folks. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them and I will praise the Lord. Men ought always to praise and not faint. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. That's that corner that holds everything together. That is Jesus Christ, who upholdeth all things by the power of his word. This is the Lord's doing. Are you receiving this? It's the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. These are all praise words, folks. Save now, and salvation is of God. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. That is us. God is the Lord, which has showed us light, has revealed to us that we might have knowledge and understanding of his hesed, loving kindness, of his mercy. Bind the sacrifice with cords under the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy, King James says, endureth forever. The word in the Hebrew here being translated forever as Leolam, into eternity is this Hesed, mercy, loving kindness, grace of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Going back to Luke 18, the verse 8 says, well, let's see about this parable. He says, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came in unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what this unjust judge saith? And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? And I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith in the earth? And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a publican, that is, a sinner, a common man. This is a common man speaking to you today. And the Pharisee stood and prayed thus within himself, God, I thank thee. He's thanking God, but, you know, looking at his own self, looking at his own self in this me generation, too often me is the central figure and not God. And stood and prayed thus within himself, God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican, this sinner. I think he might have been pointing at me. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Be mercy seated to me, a sinner. And how does Jesus look at this parable? He says, I tell you, this man went down to his house, speaking of the sinner, the publican. I tell you that this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Men ought always to pray and not faint. Men ought always to praise the Lord, to give Him thanks, for He is good, and His mercy, His loving kindness, His grace endureth forever. This journey of faith that we are on because of the gift of God, the gift of grace, the gift of faith makes us targets in this world. Its purpose is that we might fall, that we might faint, but the Lord, help me, that is the name of Jesus Christ, God, our helper and deliverer, that's the literal translation of Jesus, Jehoshua, Jehovah, Ashua, God, our helper, Christ, our deliverer. And I'm here agreeing and testifying with the psalmist, wherein in verse 17 he says, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. And the works include in this that the Lord is good and His mercy endureth forever. Encouraged in the word of the Lord, in the Lord, for He has helped me. If you have been encouraged by the word of God today, I really want to hear from you. You can make comments at thegodschool.com. I'm not looking for friends, but looking to those who will say with me, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endureth forever. And that's the God School for today.